From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Ana Perez. Columbia voters voted no on a local use tax, 50% to 49% on Tuesday. Ashland and Harrisburg also rejected additional tax measures in the special election. The tax measures included a use tax for Boone County and for the town or city. The use tax, if approved, would have required shoppers whose out-of-state purchases exceeded $2,000 a year to be taxed at the same rate as the local or county sales tax. Proponents of the use tax cited that without this tax measure in place, local and city retailers wouldn't be able to compete with online retailers. According to the Boone County Clerk's summary report, 12,660 ballots were cast in the special election. A city council's decision Monday night will allow the Columbia Farmers Market to expand and open year-round. KBIA's Ellen Beaton looks at what this means for local producers.
Development on the Clarishai Community Park, which is located by the Activity and Recreation Center, better known as the ARC, is expected to begin this spring. The first phase of development on the park includes a pavilion with room for up to 40 covered stalls for local producers, as well as a new parking lot, an urban garden, and an outdoor classroom. John Korn is the president of the farmers market. He says the project is set to cost around $1.4 million, with almost $500,000 coming from MU Health, which has paid that money to maintain naming rights on the pavilion. He adds that he welcomes the council's decision.
It means it sort of solidifies our future. It gives us finally a shelter that allows us to conduct our market in a little more comfortable way, not just for our vendors, but also for our shoppers.
In the past, the market has had to move indoors through the winter months, but by 2019, when the first phase of development is complete, the market should have a permanent home. Ellen Beaton, KBIA News.
Voters in Kansas City have approved a $1 billion project to build a new privately financed airport in the city. Tuesday's vote followed years of debate on whether to demolish the current three horse-shaped terminals at Kansas City International Airport and replace them with a single terminal. Maryland-based Edgemore Infrastructure and Real Estate's initial drawings of the potential new terminal show two concourses and 35 gates with arrivals and departures on separate levels. Ana Perez, KBIA News, Columbia.